You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Why is it that it seems, you know, as each year passes on, another pound is gained, especially around the belly and hips? And it really doesn't matter, I don't think, whether it's a woman or a man. I think this has just been the norm here. It's known that we all grow older. As we grow older, our metabolism changes and it slows down. But don't you really want to know why and how to fix it? My next guest certainly knows the answers. She has shared her weight management expertise on several popular television shows, including Dr. Phil. And she's here today to share with you how to lose weight no matter what your age. Now, please welcome the author of The MD Factor, Dr. Caroline Cederquist. Thanks for being here. Now, why is it that it's so difficult for men and women, but particularly women, to lose weight as we get older?
What happens is that people develop what I call metabolism dysfunction. That's what the MD and MD factor stands for. Metabolism dysfunction is a metabolic condition that increases in almost all of us as we get older. But for women, it really takes a increase in intensity around the time of hormone change. So perimenopause or menopause, which for women is going to be in the later 40s, early 50s. And when this metabolism dysfunction sets in, part of that is the deposition of belly fat, which then changes your metabolism to make it easier to gain more fat.
Got it. So what exactly is going on, though? As we get older to that perimenopausal age, you know, even the late 30s, early 40s, what is specifically going on hormonally that's causing the weight to center around our waist and hips?
Yes. What actually is changing is we are having a change in our receptors on our cells in terms of how we move glucose or sugar into our cells. Sugar is the primary fuel for our body, and as we get older, the ability for sugar to move easily and normally into our cells declines. They've actually found that if you had a normal weight 30-year-old and a normal weight 60-year-old, and they eat the same meal, the 60-year-old is going to have a higher glucose level and a higher insulin level to respond to that meal. So it's not necessarily that testosterone levels are plummeting or estrogen or one particular hormone is decreasing, but our body is changing in terms of our metabolism of carbohydrate. If we are aware of that, we can adjust our diet and activity and prevent the kind of 10 pounds per decade that almost everyone experiences.
10 pounds per decade, that's so true. Yeah, it's amazing. That's a lot of weight when you think about it. And particularly, it's actually fat weight, not muscle weight, everyone. It's fat weight, right? I'm you know, in my practice, I talk a lot about sarcopenia, yeah. Dr. Cederquist. Sarcopenia, which is basically age-related muscle loss. And when that happens, then you have a lower ability to get that glucose into the cell. Isn't that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And what we used to think when I was preparing for this book, we actually discussed sarcopenia because it was thought, okay, well, you have sarcopenia and then you develop this metabolism issue because you have more fat. But in fact, the changes at the receptor level of the cells, that's because of this metabolism dysfunction, make it less easy for your body to make muscle and more likely to break it down. So even if somebody is not overweight, but they're just getting a little older, and then most people will find, like, you know, the pants are getting tighter, the waistline's increasing, we want to keep in check our carbohydrate intake relative to our protein intake so that we can avoid that happening, so we can maintain our lean tissue and not put on more fat.
That totally makes sense. And I know, you know, when I talk about sarcopenia with my patients, I also talk about the biggest factor about sarcopenia is that we lose muscle mass, particularly our mitochondrial muscle mass, which is the actual energy powerhouse that burns fat and produces energy.
Yeah.
That's metabolic rate right there. isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. And what happens when this MD factor, a metabolism dysfunction, is present is there's a higher load of free radicals that ends up damaging the mitochondria. So, you know, so many times people will say, oh, well, you know, I'm just getting older, you know, and we accept this because if we look at our society, almost all men and women, as they get older, just gain weight and they lose some height and, you know, their bellies become the largest part of their bodies. But people who remain active and, you know, people who watch their diet and particularly are willing to give up that, I used to be able to eat certain things and I want to do that now and realize that I'm changing, my diet has to change. They'll
right.
do that.
So, yeah, right. As you're saying, so in your book, you go into the metabolic issues and how to keep that metabolism going, right?
Yeah.
Keep it going with the foods that we eat. But you also mentioned that our body slows down its ability in the receptors. So
yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, I talk a lot in my book, we talk a lot about environmental toxins that end up blocking these receptors. Do you talk about that much in your book?
I didn't actually go into that part of it in the book, you know, but you're absolutely right. And we're finding more and more all the time. But to be honest, you know, for many people, it can be so overwhelming, you know, BPA and it's in everything. And what I find is there is most certainly a role for that. You know, we want to try to eat clean, less processed, you know, drink out of glass, use stainless steel instead of plastic. But probably the biggest thing that can reverse this insulin resistance is losing fat, but maintaining your muscle mass by making sure that you get adequate lean protein all day long and by spreading it out throughout the day, not a large amount at once and then none for the rest of the day.
I love what you're saying by spreading it out. So when you're saying lean protein, I'm assuming you're talking about all types of protein. And with vegetarians, what should we advise them?
Yes, you know, with the vegetarian diet, you absolutely can get adequate protein, but it is something to keep in mind that a typical vegetarian meal, let's say beans and rice, will have about four times the amount of carbohydrate as the protein because of how it's found, whereas something like a chicken breast will have almost no carbohydrate and all the protein that you need. So sometimes, you know, if a vegetarian is willing to do egg and maybe some type of dairy, it helps. If we have vegetarians who absolutely can't, you know, do that for theoretical reasons or any concern, you know, then we probably have to rely on some really good quality protein powders that are low carbohydrate and working with soy.
Got it. You know, you talk about metabolism a lot, and how much does it actually change from, let's say, you're 25 years old to, let's say, a 50-year-old? I'm 53. So how much does it change since, you know, the last half of my life?
Well, you know, the average woman will gain 15 to 30 pounds in the years of menopause and perimenopause. I mean, sometimes it's fast or it's just slow going, but my patients who are 70 now will look back and say, oh yeah, you know, I've gained this 30 pounds, you know, starting in my 50s. It doesn't have to happen all at once. Although sometimes it can, and it can be frightening because a woman can gain 30 pounds overnight almost, it seems. You know, but it doesn't have to be. Unfortunately, for women, as we go through hormone change, the rate at which our bodies burn calories with exercise actually declines. You know, so if it's like, well, look, I'm still running three days a week, we may need to increase that.
Got it. God, you gave such great information, Dr. Cedarquist. Everyone, take a look at her book, The MD Factor, or go to bistromd.com for more information. And you can also go to my Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Cedarquist. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.